Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Verse 16, let us therefore come what? Boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Now, this word obtain is the same word that's translated receive. So we're coming boldly to the throne of grace so we can receive or take mercy and grace and help in the time of need. But this language even sounds strange to a lot of folk. To come boldly before the throne of grace. Brother Keith, God is holy. He's so holy. And I've made so many mistakes. And I've failed. How can I come boldly before Him? How can I even stand up in front of Him? Must let's come in there boldly to take something. Now this, friends, is where we get into some of the summary of this. Why are some people bold and others are not? I'm talking about believers, Christians. People who think about Abraham. Think about Moses. Were they bold?
Yes.
Think about Abraham. He and Sarah feed the Lord, the angel of the Lord, and who's representing and speaking for the Lord, and the angels. And then they start to leave and he walks with him. And the angel of the Lord, speaking for the Lord, said, shall I hide from Abraham what's about to happen? He told him about Sodom and Gomorrah. Remember that? He didn't have to tell him that. Why did he tell him? To give him an opportunity to intercede. To give him a right to change it. God is so good. And he looked at the Lord and he said, well, you won't destroy the innocent with the wicked, will you? See, he knows he's got kinfolks over there. He said, won't the judge of all the earth do right? Now, who's he talking to? Did the Lord reprove him? I mean, according to some theologians, just about that time, lightning should have come out and just left a greasy spot where Abraham was standing. Thought the audacity of a man to dare to talk to God that way. No, that's people who don't know Him. Do you know why he talked with God that way? Because he knew Him like that. And this is the heart of the issue, isn't it? Why are so many people so timid, so fearful? Boy, the Lord's helping us today, friends. They try to color it as though they are more reverent than the rest of us. What would they say about Abraham? I mean, they try to say that's okay because they know it's in the Bible. But what if Abraham had stood up today and they didn't know all this. And he's talking to God. He said, now God, you're going to do right about this thing now, aren't you? I mean, it wouldn't be right to destroy the innocent with the wicked. I mean, won't the judge of the earth do right? What'd the Lord say to him? Basically, he said, you're right. If I find that amount of innocent people, I won't destroy it. Because I am fair. But how could he feel at liberty to talk like this? This is boldness. Somebody say boldness. Moses, you see him talk to the Lord that way too, right? Not in arrogance. No. They knew where the line was. But see, we got millions of people. They are so timid about it. They hear us talking about believe you receive and they go, ah. You don't tell the Almighty what you need. He tells you what you need. And we got whole groups of Christian folk that won't even pray to the Father directly. They don't even know Him well enough. They're praying to saints, which the Bible never said to do. Did you hear me? And why are people praying to saints? Because they don't think they can go directly to God. Are you with me now? And you got so many people that are so timid and so pulled back about it. Oh, no, no, I don't want to tell the Lord. He can just tell me. Why? They don't know Him. That's why they're out bombarding the gates. Kind of. Begging, pleading, wallowing. Instead of doing what He said, come right on in to the throne of grace. Come boldly. And take what you need. So you're not going to do that unless you know Him. Can you see this, friend? This is the real issue. People are this way because they don't know Him. Are y'all with me? They don't know Him. The Bible said in Jeremiah 9, let me just read a couple of verses to you. Jeremiah 9:24 says, let him that glories, glory in this, that he understands and knows me. Boy, if you're going to be excited about something and glory about something, it ought not be about how many cars you got or your house or, you know, what you think you know or can quote. I mean, if there's anything worth getting excited about, it's this. You have found out something about God and you actually know something about Him personally. You know you don't know much compared to what there is to be known, and you don't claim to know all there is, but you do know something about Him. You've met Him. You know something about Him. And this is where millions in the world don't believe us. They think we just come together and look at each other and carry on, but that God's not real, and we're just an imagining stuff and making stuff up. But is God real?
Yes.
I said, is God real?
Yes.
How many know that you've met Him? I don't mean you didn't go to heaven, you didn't see Him with your eyes, but you met Him. Maybe it was an altar. Maybe you were praying by TV, right? You gave your heart to the Lord. He touched you. You've been born again. You know you've met Him. You know He's real. You know He's touched your spirit. You know it. How many would say with me, nobody can take this away from me. Nobody. I would die saying this. Nobody. Ever get me to say God is not real.
Amen.
And I don't know Him.
Yes.
I do know Him.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Oh, there's a lot I don't know about Him. I know that. But I do. I have met Him.
Amen.
What do you look like? I didn't see Him. What do you sound like? I didn't hear Him with my ears. He's a spirit.
Yes, sir.
He's spirit. And in this time in life, there's going to be people that are skeptics and doubters and blasphemers and mockers. And they're going, it's going to be no need you get upset and get mad about it. Why are they that way? Because they don't know Him. That's why they don't believe He's real. They haven't met Him. They don't know Him. It's just like if you met a human being, a person, a man or a woman. And somebody says, well, no, you know, John Brown don't exist. You say, well, I know he does. I met him.
Right.
Had lunch with him. Well, no, he doesn't exist because I've never seen him. The fact that you never met him does not prove he doesn't exist.
That's right.
I ate lunch with him, okay? I saw him. I shook his hand. I talked to him. I know he exists. How many understand that's being bold?
Yeah.
Why would you be bold? Well, oh, you should back it down. You why are you so adamant? Because I saw the man.
Yeah.
I shook his hand. Why are you bold? You're bold because you know. That's why you're bold. You're bold because you're sure. You were there when it happened. You saw it. You heard it. He said, come boldly before the throne of grace. He said, this is what you ought to glory about, that you understand and know me, that I am the Lord that exercises loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. In these things I delight, saith the Lord. Turn with me to John 17, please. John 17. John 17 and verse 3. Jesus said, this is life eternal. What? What's life eternal? This is not some man's theory. This is the Master Jesus talking. This is life eternal. What? That they might know you, the only true God, and what? That they might know Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. What is eternal life? Knowing God. Is there anybody really born again that has never met God?
No.
When I say met God, I'm not talking about they saw Him with their eyes. I'm not talking about they went to heaven. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yes.
Anybody who's been born again knows what I'm talking about. God was real to you. Yes. Right? You got acquainted with Him. You met Him. He manifested Himself to you. There's no such thing as somebody that's saved, born again, who doesn't know anything about God. That looks on God, looks on Jesus as a historical figure, like, you know, George Washington or Abraham Lincoln or Napoleon or somebody that lived years ago that they never met, they don't know. And yet there are people, there are millions that go to churches in this country, and Jesus is like that to them. Why? Because their preachers are not even born again. It's sad, but it's true. I've met folks that were in the ministry for decades and retired and then got born again. Well, then what about all their people? It's going to be a miracle if any of their people are born again, because they didn't get it from church. The new birth is not preached. Knowing God is not preached. So what do they preach? They talk about God. They try to learn things about God, but they don't know Him. They don't know Him. How many understand that was the problem in Jesus' day with the religious leaders of His day? He told them, He said, search the Scriptures. Well, that's all they did. But He said, search the Scriptures. He said, they testify of Me. He said, and you, they weren't accepting Him. They're rejecting Him. They're saying He wasn't even of God. Why? Read through the passage of John, especially the middle of John there sometime, and you'll see they got in this whole thing about them knowing God, and He told them they didn't know God. He told them they were of their father, the devil. Didn't He? And He said, the reason you don't know Me is because you don't know Him. If you knew Him, you'd be welcoming Me.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Bold to Receive, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303K. That's R1303K, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. God.